Okay, we're holding here on page 211. We have one more piece left about the Malach. Last time we spoke a lot about Malach and what we do with a Malach, what we don't do with a Malach. This is Sfarno here, where he says the following. What was Yaakov asking his name for? In other words, it wasn't just curiosity, kind of introduce myself, my name is this, my name is Malach this. I mean, what are we talking about? So he says, Hagidin Hashimcha, Hamoyral Tsurosov Lapol Nimshach Menu. If I know the name, I understand the type of Malach you are. I understand something about your substance. Kideshes Bonin Alma Kamtel Sotin, Vashabuchu Vespalo. That way, I can get up and I can know what to do tshuva. In other words, a malach that was created that is hurting me is hurting me for a reason. So if I understand it, then I'll be able to daven. Now, this is something which is, I guess, resonates a lot because we have a lot of different tzaras and a lot of different issues, and we're willing to concede that yes, we need to do tshuva, but there's so many things, and a lot of times we wish we would know what exactly is the sibah, the tachlis. Someone asked me recently, I was speaking someplace, and someone asked, this was in the summer, the war going on, and someone asked, what is supposed to do tshuva for? And I told him, you know, I think we know enough that we're supposed to, but I don't think there's anyone who can put a finger on it. And the person was very, very disturbed by it. So I told him, let me give you a mashal. Imagine you're sitting at home and you get a call in and you take a look at the caller ID, it's your son or daughter, and the message is garbled. The reception is terrible, you don't hear. And he hangs up and calls again and again, two, three, four, five times. So you sense that something is urgent, needed, necessary. You can't make out the message. And it's a tremendous tsar, but that's the case. So what you would normally do as a parent is you would try to make some quick calculation. So 1 second, where is he now? And maybe he's stuck, maybe he ran out of gas, maybe something, whatever. I said, that's our situation today. We hear the phone ringing, and there is a caller ID, but the message is garbled, and as many times as we try again and again, we're just not getting the message. So what did Malach answer? Lama zatishal shmi, katsura ishis lonu himadregas haskalasenu atar tevua b'shum dibur ke amre v'hu ploi v'apol shalok v'erotzna loiki. So he says, the mohus of the angel, the essence of the angel, is something that is really beyond human comprehension. And therefore, if it's beyond human comprehension, we really don't have a way of understanding the angel as such. We can ask the angel, what did you come for? That's appropriate. When we ask him his name, the inner name, the Sfarno says, and the Rambam is the one who says this, that the name of every angel is the description of his understanding of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Rambam says every angel understands HaKadosh Baruch Hu to a different degree, and his mohus is the degree to which he understands HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which for us, that understanding itself is really out of our ballpark. Okay, the next one is a chinuch on the mitzvah Gira Nosha. Now it says, Klaisel Shaliti Gira Nosha, because of Yaakov had the fight with the Malach. And that's how you remember it. Well, what is it about this event that makes it worth remembering? I mean, you know, many things happened, all the braces, we could make little reminders, and we don't. So what's this reminder? So the Chinuch says, Mishroshi mitzuzu, kedeshet ye remez li Yisrael, she'afal pi she'yisbalu tzoros rabbis begolyus, miyad ha'amim umiyad ne'esav, shu betuchem shlo yevedu. Ela oylam yamoid zarom ushmam, v'yavlehem goyo v'yigole miyad tzor. The it's a remnant of Klal Yisrael that no matter how much we struggle with Umas Olam, with Esav and his children, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will begol us. If you think about it, Yaakov Avinu is stuck with a bad malach in a lonely place, and he's stuck all night, and he wrestles all night, and it takes one slip of Yaakov's to go under. And yet the morning came, and Yaakov, even though he was battered, was victorious. So, Ubezachem Tomin Yazadeh Mitzah Shatiel Zikaren, Yamdu Bemunasim Zitkasim Lailam. And when they ever remember this, they will always remember the story of Yaakov, that even though you struggle a long night with a malach, you will remain victorious in the morning. V'remezehu, l'fish oisem malashen v'yaakov v'inu, shebo v'kabal shesar she'esav, rotu la'akal yaakov na'oilom hu v'zar lo yocholoi. That side of Esav wanted to destroy Yaakov, to uproot him totally, and he couldn't. V'tziaro b'negiyas ha'yerech. What he did do is he caused him pain by touching his hip. V'chein zera Esav mitzaz Yaakov. The same pain we suffer from them. At the end of it, there'll be Yeshua. Just like Yaakov Avinu, at the end of the day, he was saved. So the Chinuch says here an incredible understanding of the mitzvah. It's something we don't expect because, you know, it's like Gira Nashetas is part of Kashrus. So whatever reason that you're not leads with animals, you have to it's a Yordaic halacha. So we would expect it somehow to fit into Kashrus, but it doesn't, and you see it. It wasn't given as a mitzvah independently, it was given as a mitzvah to remember what happened with Yaakov, which means that it's a remez for us that we must forever, it's a remez for us that there will be struggles, and difficult struggles, and we'll suffer losses, but in the big picture, we'll be victorious at the end. Okay, the next one is a very famous Pirush HaMishnayos in Rambam, which it deals with the following issue. You have quite a few mitzvahs that we were told about before Matan Torah. Bris Milah, Gira Nasha, Trumas HaMaisis are mentioned, somewhat davening, and so on. Amar Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara says, "I live in the Yaakov Nesigir Anasha, Vadayim Bei Mitzmei Mutesle." I'm like, "Besina Nemashichta Mekaymei." So he said, "The mitzvah was given in Sinai. It's just that the Torah gives us the right chronology." So the Rambam Pishnai says the following: "Vesim Libcha LeIka Gadol HaNichal Vishnazois." You need to understand a fundamental principle of Torah over here. "Vehu Mashama Misinai Nesa." It says that it was Nes Mitzrayim. Lefisha ata reis lo das shekol masha anu marchikim oisim ayoyim ein anu oisim mitzvos Kadosh Baruch Hu v'sher shalom loy shekadosh Baruch Hu mazal nevi'im lo shlofanav. The Rambam here is he's structuring the inyan of tzivui of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. The Rambam's principle, and I don't think anyone dissents, but Al Kapanim, the Rambam makes it very clear that the only tzivuyim that have the koach of Torah is the Moshe Rabbeinu. Any other Navi does not have the ability to bring mitzvahs to the world. He can tell us on a temporary basis, go here, do this, say that, that's fine. But to create something which one calls a permanent mitzvah is only Moshe Rabbeinu from Sinai. So he says, It's because we have a Sefer Torah, and in the Torah it brings down the din of Eivim Chayim. It says, so that means Moshe was mitzaveh not to get a nasha zecher for Yaakov Avinu, or to continue upholding that. Let's give a marshal. When England took over Israel from Turkey, or when Israel took over Israel from England, so a lot of times So a lot of the laws they kept in place. They said all the laws that have been applied till now will remain and apply, and you know, then they started making new laws. So if someone were to ask, when the Israelis took over, why did the English law apply? Not because England had brought it in, but rather because Israel had brought it. They adopted the English laws that were existing. That's fine, but the point is, what gives it its validity is the present regime. So here also, it's Moshe Rabbeinu telling us to do what Avram had been doing. Elam neshekesh brocho tzivas and Moshe Rabbeinu shenimo k'moshemol Avram v'nal shalom. V'chein gira nasha eno rochach eisi yagav vino ala mitzvah Moshe Rabbeinu shalom. Haloi tira mashomer ta'ag mitzvah nevel ala Moshe v'sinai v'elim chal mitzvah. So Rambam is very firm on this. There are no mitzvahs that are given other than through Moshe Rabbeinu. Anything else is only if Moshe Rabbeinu reissued it under the name of Moshe Rabbeinu. I want to add a point to this. Lemaisa, we do say, for instance, when we make a bris, we say, Hashem says, Sivonu ala mila, or lamul, depending if your mal or someone else's mal. And then you say, Hashem says, Sivonu lachnise bibris shavram avinu. So we do say bris shavram avinu. There is another, in Mark Subas says that they used to propose a toast for or brachas for people who are velim, and one of them was connected the people who were connected the people that would help them, and it says gam lechasodim negam lechasodim hamachzikim bebriso shel Avram Avinu. So the answer is yes, when we do it. When we do a bris milah, we're confirming the bris of Avram. Bris milah is Avram's bris. But the obligation to do so is because Moshe told us. Like we said before, he ratified it, he re-ratified it and reconfirmed it, and therefore it is a bris with Avram. But the reason it's binding on us absolutely is because Moshe is a mitzvah. Okay, the next one is a Ramban. And it's a strange pasuk. It says, "Vayatzev shom mizbeach." He put down a mizbeach over there. Vayikrolo, and he called the mizbeach Kelel Keyisrael. It's a very, very strange name for a mizbeach. So Ramban says, "Yikrolo Kelel Keyisrael." Lo yisham mizbeach Kelel Keyisrael. It's not the pshat that he called the mizbeach God. Ella al shem shekash brokim latzila korshan zech al shem anes liyei shvach shekash brokim nisek v'yasem mizbeach. Kloima mishu kel olekim li sheshmi Yisrael. So basically it reads as follows. Vayi v'sham mizbeach, he built the mizbeach. Vayi kreloi Kael, Elokei Yisrael. He called out in the presence of the Mizbeach, and he said, God the Almighty is the God of me, Yisrael, which is Yaakov. So basically, it's sort of, the Mizbeach is simply a catalyst where he stands and is Meshabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kloy Mishu Kael Elokim Li Shmei Yisrael. V'chem Yitzir B'moish V'yikar Shmoy Hashem Nisi. Lo Yishem Mizbeach Kori Hashem. And Chazal Darshan that HaKadosh Baruch Hu called Yaakov with the word Kael. So that's how Rashi learns it. V'hine Ramban says, Sot k'divra p'shutu shemikra. Rashi is right in p'shutu shemikra. V'ye tam loy k'tam koro loy binyamin. In other words, the word loy means not him, but in conjunction with him. You know, he sort of reminds me. He sort of, you know, he sort of inspires me and so on. That's pshat. Now he says a different pirushim. V'hinei tzot, yeah. V'da ke'aminek zev yisrael kein sheikor ha'shem yisrael ha'kel. it's a minig Yisrael to call people with names that are Mashabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, como Tzuriel, Tzuri Shaddai. Ki yagid ha-koyrish ha-keil hu tzuroi v'shakai hu tzuroi, v'chein imonu keil, Hashem tzidkenu, Hashem shoah, v'chein yasa Hashem esmalochem, gavriel michoel, ki bavur gadlus koycham yagidu v'shon gavriel ha-keil mikomohu. So he says, it is common where we call things with the name of God, meaning this reminds me how strong God is, this reminds me how God was there for me, and so on. Avu. Uncle Sama Uplah Haloy Kadama Kelke Karisrol. That Unkelus has a different pirish. Unkelus pirish is he davened at the Mizbech, he did avoida to Hashem. Tam loy ketam boy. So the word loy doesn't mean he called him, but he used it as a platform to call out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now this became like a shul for him. Kedar kebeichat of a yishai. The Hechsik, Loy Loy Meriva, Yema, Vyikra Kelke Yisrael, Vitam Loy Kitam Elchel Elagdoilim, Lechacha Ma'atzicha. So the word Loy and Lecha is simply, it doesn't mean it, but rather it means about it, because it. Lechacha Ma'atzicha means go, not to you, but it means go for yourself in conjunction with your needs, etc. So that's the second shot. A third shot. V'aderech ha'emes. Hu kemedrash ha'beseinu shedosu ha'beseinu shedosu ha'megillah. Minayin shekro la'kadosh baruch hu Yaakov keil, shedem v'ikol keil l'kei Yisrael. So we don't find Chazal say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu called Yaakov keil. And that's quite an incredible statement. V'yesh b'in yazeh soid godlis geruoid v'reishis rabba b'loshna acha. You find in Reishis Rabba a similar thing. It says Amaloi. He HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Yaakov, Atol Kaibal Yoinim and Kaibat Aftoidim. You're the God on top, I'm the God on the bottom. Yaakov said, you're the God on top, I'm the God on the bottom. Yirmezu Lamashim Oimrim Tamid, Sheikunan Shal Yaakov Hakukik Isakovit, the Kavanesh Ashkin Sharatzol the Machlio. So the Rabban veils what he said over here. But let's explain it, try to say a little bit of what we got. He's bothered by this pshat, and he says, a pshat in Vayikol Kel Kei Yisrael, in line with what Chachamim say, that that's what's called Tzadikim Kel. Let's give an explanation of what it means. Let's say we have a computer. And we have a monitor. The computing and everything that happens really goes on inside a computer. Monitor does nothing of it, and the monitor doesn't really show you any of the process of the computer. But the monitor to us expresses whatever the computer wishes to express in a way that's so close that I can actually, I look at it and I say, oh, the computer is doing this, the computer is slow. I don't know, it's slow because the monitor is changing slowly. Or the computer is working at this problem, that problem, it's active window, inactive window. All of these things I see. And there's sort of a bit of it's not quite right that, you know, you can take the monitor away and the computer doesn't stop working. You'll be able to attach a printer to the computer and get them to print out. But in terms of our connectivity, the monitor is certainly the thing that, as far as we're concerned, is almost identical to a computer. When we talk about Ashuras HaShechina, we'll see it in maybe some of the other parishes, Yigash, when we talk about Ashuras HaShechina, it means it's a place where our experience, to our sense of things, it's akin to sort of being connected directly to God. When we say Yaakov Avinu, his ikunin is chokuk on kisei akavid, or it says Malachim would go up and see Yaakov Lamala and go down and see Yaakov Lamata, and it's one and the same, it means that the relationship of Yaakov to what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted was almost the same. A person saw in Yaakov, if Yaakov was Bitzar, the Shechina was Bitzar. If Yaakov was Besimcha, the Shechina is Besimcha. Yaakov Avinu is a monitor where almost everything is reflected in ways that we see it. So Vayikra Loi Kelke Yisrael would be going on Yaakov Avinu. And like Chazal say, Minayin Shekra Kadosh Baruch Hu Yaakov Kael. What he meant was, Yaakov is sort of a repository of Shechinah for us. His activities and everything about him represent that which is a Shechinah for us. Okay, let's see, we have time for another piece over here. We have a Rambam. They killed out Bnei Shechem. So, obviously, the shift they caught, it wasn't just kind of they were in a bad mood and they really lashed out on them. There was some sort of, and you see, even Yaakov Avinu did not chastise them for doing wrong. He chastised them for making a tactical error. They said, like, we're a tiny group of people, and you've just, you know, waved a big red flag in front of the bull. What are you doing? So the Rambam explains what was the justification of what they did. It wasn't a personal insult, not mechuyev misa for insulting them. V'keitzad mitzumen al adinim. So the Rambam says it's the zaymnitz of Noach, and one of them is law and order. Chayav lahoyshev dayanim v'shaytim chol plach uplach lodim v'sheish mitzvahs elu lahazis am. They have a chiyuv to put judges in every district and to be down in the six mitzvahs. In other words, law and order are one of the zaymnitz of Noach. That's why all the people in Shechem were chayiv ariga. So Shechem did something bad, akin to gneiva, to take a woman who didn't want, and so on. Uben Noach nerek beit echad, ubedayin echad below asura, vapi krovin. Avlo beris isha. So the Rambam says clearly that they had a chiyuv misa because there was a lack of dinim. They did not have a system of law and order. Somebody did something wrong, and there was no response. So v'meila, they were not, they were chiyuv misa. And then you see Yaakov Avinu's response was only a response that, you know, a chayt ha-moisi and so on. So any system that, you know, of the fundamentalism of Noach is to have a reasonable system of law and order. A country that doesn't have anything like it, where people do what they feel like doing, besides being a terrible country to live in, unless you're the tough guy and the strong guy, it's also something which is flawed, and it's something which people who are there and they could protest and they don't, they're chayiv misa actually. Okay, hold it here.